Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
A great community group in Albany is St John Ambulance, and they're giving the chance to see some of the great work that they're doing this weekend. They've got an open day, and on the line now from St John Ambulance in Albany, I've got Cassandra Hughes. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Excellent. So St John's is based not far from where I live. You're out there on Middleton Road, just near the intersection with Campbell Road, and certainly does get busy out there with ambulances coming to and from the premises.
It sure does. We're a very busy centre, and we have a lot of activity here with first aid training and ambulance movement and all of our other activities. So, yes, it's a busy place.
It's quite a decent premise that you got there. It looks quite large.
It is large. We've got several ambulances now, but unfortunately they've gotten a little bit tall, which is why they don't actually fit in our garage. But people will see a new shed very shortly for the ambulances. And we've got a lot of staff here, and we hold quite a lot of training. So it's a big, busy place.
And you're encouraging people to get involved with St John's as a volunteer ambulance officer?
Absolutely. So we've got an open day on Saturday, and we're welcoming all kinds of members of the public to come and have a look at our facilities and also learn a little bit more about what we do here. So obviously we do first aid training, and we have our ambulances, and we run with a paramedic volunteer crew here in Albany. So for every ambulance that comes out to our fabulous members of the public, you'll have one paramedic and one volunteer, and we're looking for some additional volunteers to help support the delivery of our ambulance service in Albany.
For the general public out there, how often should they be updating their training?
Look, we'd love to see people doing their CPR at least annually, and then first aid as regularly as their workplaces or their lifestyle depends. So, you know, every 2-3 years, you want to keep updated. One of the things we're really proud of is, as an organisation, we look at best practice around the world. So our first aid and the way we do CPR and all of our activities constantly being reviewed and brought up to best practice all of the time globally. So it's really important to keep your skills up to date, but we do know that people remember those skills. So, you know, it's really great that people do first aid and particularly CPR.
And in workplaces there, I imagine it'd be pretty important to have at least one person that can act as a representative that knows what to do in an emergency and to keep up to date with all the training there.
I think absolutely right. It's really valuable to have, you know, one or more people qualified in first aid, having a good first aid kit and obviously a defibrillator on site. And those three things really do really assist you if someone's injured prior to our ambulance arriving to help. So, yep, we definitely encourage all of those things in all our workplaces.
Into a new month, and on the line again is health coach Sally Tebow. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
I nearly forgot your last name. How long have we been talking?
Well, it's a few months. I'll give you that.
See, in a married situation, if you forgot someone's name, you'd be in the doghouse.
Well, that's right. That's why I called my husband darling for the longest time.
It's the safest option.
It was safe, yeah.
Sally, good to have you back. And we want to talk today about the first 20 minutes of your day and why they matter so much.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting research. It's at the time when our brain is kind of coming out of that subconscious state. And it really, by doing things, you know, in that first 20 minutes can set you up for the day. So things like exercising in the first 20 minutes raises the endorphins, which it gives you a better outlook on the day ahead. Things like meditation, which kind of calm the brain and get you focused on what you're doing. Those are the things that are really important. Rather than, you know, reaching for your phone and checking your social media or, you know, starting off your day sort of watching, you know, negative news, but really being in charge of what you want to do and how you want your day to pan out.
I have a habit of checking the phone when I first get up. I get up at about just after 4 o'clock in the morning, check the social media and scroll through, because it's an essential part of the job. It's an essential tool of the job to know what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you just took that 20 minutes maybe just to do some meditation or some journaling, you know, just to get your day right, and then hop on social media.
Right.
But it's all about using the power of your brain at that time of the morning that can really change the way that the day unfolds.
Geographically speaking, you're based on the Gold Coast, and the sun rises very early over east. I lived in Queensland for a number of years, and at 4 a.m. in the morning, you get the first glimpse of light there.
Oh, that's about, 22nd of December, maybe. Right, yeah, now, right. It's coming up about 20 to, oh, about 10 to 6 this morning, I think, when I was
still
up.
Still pretty early. And I mean, we're the same here in Albany because some of our coastline faces east. So traditionally, we're rising a little earlier than people maybe in Perth, where the coast is on the other side and you can't really see the sun that much. So does geography play a part here?
I think it does. I think it does. And I think, I know myself, where we live, we face directly east. And so it is really easier for us to get up in the morning. But it really doesn't matter what time you get up. It's whatever you do in the first 20 minutes, whether that's 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. in your case, or 7 a.m. It's what you do in those first 20 minutes by harnessing the power of your subconscious mind that's actually going to help the day go better.
Some good advice there as you wake up in the morning, spend the first 20 minutes of the day doing things that are important to you. Sally, if people want to find out more, where can they go?
Yep, they can head to my website, www.sallytibault.com.au.
Trent is with us from techwrap.net. Trent, from time to time, we like to stay in some quality accommodation. And overseas, there's been a big flaw in hotel security systems. Finnish cybersecurity company researchers have found this.
Well, it doesn't just affect overseas locations. It can actually affect facilities here in Australia as well. You see, a lot of hotels and apartment complexes use, key card-style fob systems where people, scan the card to get into the room, meaning that, the whole security system is operated on a computer process. And while staying at one particular hotel, employees for F-Secure found that someone had managed to actually break into their hotel room and steal their laptop during a conference. There was no sign of forced entry. The hotel staff dismissed the complaint. And so being, security researchers, they thought they'd delve into it a little bit deeper. And what they found is there's a key amount of information which is stored in every single key card, which can be used in combination with a small device which can, generate more keys and produce a master key for all of the rooms in the hotel, which means someone can use this tool to bypass, these locking systems and access any room they like. Now, the company who makes these systems is known for being a high-caliber brand, but their software that they've got to run this system will now need some considerable updates to prevent this risk to, any hotel patrons around the world.
I think a lot more people will be spending time in their cars when they're on the road.
I think a lot more people will be taking things with them or even potentially using the safes where possible as well if you can't lock your room and know it's definitely locked.
Triple M's Club Cash.
$500 is on the line and only a couple of days left to get yourself in the draw for Friday. TripleM.com.au. Nathan from Albany, you've put yourself in the draw at TripleM.com.au. What would you spend $500 on?
I put it towards my car.
What car you got?
Toyota Hilux.
Oh, big beast that one, isn't it?
Yeah, no, good car.
Do you like taking it off-road and going off the beaten track?
Take it everywhere.
Yeah, and I see you got a trip planned later this year.
Yeah, hopefully you're going up north.
How far north?
Probably about Exmouth, Coral Bay. Oh. Work our way back down.
June, July, August, the best time to go up there. Weather's sensational.
Yeah, that's it.
Make all us locals planning down south jealous.
Yeah.
Nathan, we're putting you in the draw for $500 cash on Friday.
Sweet, no way.
Just for being a club member at triplem.com.au. What up, mate? And good luck on Friday.
Nice, thank you.
Well done to Nath. If you want to join him in the draw, triplem.com.au. Pays to be a club member.
Sounds of Albany.
Yeah, the jackpot for a Wednesday is $3,920. At Sounds of Albany, we're bringing it to you for our good mates at Rustlers, more than just the steakhouse. There's our sound. And I've got Rose on the line. G'day, Rose.
Good morning.
I don't think we've had a chat. Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Terry.
Excellent.
All good, yes.
All right, thanks for calling in, because $3,920 could be yours soon. Thanks to our mates at Rustlers. Have you been down there lately for a feed?
Oh, a few months ago.
What do you like on the menu?
Oh, I like the prawns.
Oh, the surf and turf?
Yes, the surf and turf, that one.
Oh, lovely. Well, $3,920 could get you a lot of surf and turf.
It certainly will.
You'd have to buy some shares in the place with that amount of money. Rose, Sounds of Albany, that jackpot today at $3,920. What do you reckon it is?
Well, I think it could be a dart hitting the dart board at the Sterling Club.
A dart hitting the dart board down at the Sterling Club. Of course, good supporters of Gimme Five for Kids. Unfortunately, your dart's off target.
Oh, never mind.
Sorry, Rose, but go and enjoy yourself at Rustler's pretty soon.
No worries. You have a good day.
Thank you. And on the line, 13 27 10. G'day.
Hi.
Sounds of Albany with Rustlers. What do you reckon it is?
I'm going to have a go at playing table tennis.
Playing table tennis. Where are we playing table tennis?
Well, the only place I can think is the Leisure Centre.
Playing table tennis at the Leisure Centre. Unfortunately.
No.
No, can't give you the money.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Terry.
You're going to have to put your answer on the grill and burn it.
Well, you might like charred food.
Oh, medium rare is my plan of attack.
Oh, is it? Yeah, mine too.
Oh, good company there.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a good day, Terry.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're back tomorrow on the grill on a Thursday where we do it from Espresso One. We'll have $3,940 for you. Sounds of Albany with Rustler's Steakhouse. More than just a steakhouse at Triple M.